Good friends and fairs.
And welcome everybody to Good Friends and Fairs, episode 6. I like to think of this podcast as an audio version of having a cold, crisp beer on a warm summer night down by the river. And Fez is that annoying mosquito that just won't fucking go away. I'm Steven.
And I'm Leroy.
And I'm Fez.
And I am and always will be Lee.
And I'm Tyson. Excuse my absence from the last podcast. I know it wasn't as good as the others.
People were sending emails saying it was better.
Rave reviews.
Yeah, exactly.
New York Times, best pod ever.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
Let's get ready to chit chat.
Chit chat.
Let's have a coffee. Let's have a chat. Let's see where you've been at. Chit chat.
How you been? How's your day? How's your dog? Chit chat. So the Adelaide Fringe is on at the moment.
Yeah.
I've been walking through the mall, seeing lots of buskers, all ages, all sizes. It's been good. I've enjoyed it.
Yeah.
I gotta say, I've got some props to the people that are getting out there and doing their thing.
Hey, wink,
yeah.
Wink.
Yeah.
You can't see me winking. I'm doing a show. If you want to come along, come along. That's all I'm going to tell you about the show.
Oh, the show's called Too Much.
Show's called Too Much. It's at the Crown and Anchor. It's on the 4th of March to the 9th of March. If you are that guy who lives in Canada, fly over, because once again, Fez will feed you again. Don't worry. He will bathe you, clip you, shower you, whatever. So, come along. It should be fun. But yeah, Fringe is a fun time.
It is a fun time. Yeah. Although, I have to say, you know what I found more enjoyable is just people watching during the Fringe. Because the Fringe brings everyone to the city.
Yeah.
And you know, I've had the most entertainment watching like a 4-year-old girl. Let me finish this.
End of segment.
Yeah, that's it. No, a 4-year-old girl struggled to carry a 2-liter Fanta down the mall. Through just like the waves of people that are currently in the Adelaide Mall. Because if you don't know, the Fringe is really when people come to Adelaide. Yeah. If you don't come to Adelaide in February or March, don't come.
Yeah, horribly disappointed. Did you see the Fringe parade?
I get the fuck out of
this. Fireworks going off of buildings, like off the top of buildings. And I'm like, shit, if you were holidaying in Adelaide, you would think it was the raddest place in the world and New York had nothing on Adelaide. It's crazy. It is really mad. Almost as mad as you, Fez.
Yeah. On a separate topic, buskers. Anyone actually put money up to them? And if you do, how much do you usually put?
To a busker?
Yeah.
It depends if I stop and watch. Yeah, silvers? Shrapnel.
Yeah,
silvers.
It's like, and they have to really hit me. Like, if there's, like, someone playing the violin and they're playing, like, you know, Metallica or something, that's awesome. I'll throw them a buck. But if it's just someone, you know...
Yeah, that bucky on the saxophone, I'd always flip in some silvers when I was working in the city.
Yeah, there's another... There's, like, a little kid. Now it looks like I just look
at a little kid.
4-year-old. Another little kid.
Yeah.
You gave that girl that bottle of Fanta as a busker.
Yeah, I was like, struggle with it. No, but there's these little kids that do like a magic show. I usually flip them a $2 or something.
Nah, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, is that? I've seen it like the really little dude who's got the headset and he's like, all right, ladies.
Yeah, he's got
gentlemen.
A mic.
Yeah.
So he probably doesn't need the money. Like, he's pretty kitted up. But...
Yeah. He's probably a cocaine dealer. I can only assume so.
Yeah. Could very well.
Anyway, you went on a holiday, Fez. You went to Melbourne.
I went to Melbourne.
How was it?
It was pretty awesome.
Yeah.
Better than Adelaide? Yeah.
How about during the Fringe?
Yeah.
Well, I'll have to check now, because...
Well, you lived in Adelaide for 20 years?
No, but I'll then go to the Garden of Unearthly Delights, maybe see some shows, like, depending who's coming.
Yeah, well, that's the Fringe, man.
Yeah. You explained the Fringe right there.
I heard that tonight in Melbourne, I don't know if you heard much about it, they're having, like, all white everything. Did you hear much about that? Like from 7 p.m. to 7 a.m. tonight?
Sensation White? Is that that is rave
it?
Thing?
Oh, no, but I think it's like white, like, it's like...
White Australia?
Oh.
That's another
thing. Yeah. Like, the Ku Klux Klan.
No, they shake hands. No, there's like family orientated things. Like everyone like comes in white. I don't know, like even like restaurants are doing it. Or so, I don't know. I thought you may have heard one.
You know, you are bloody paintball gun.
Just you know, no, I think what has happened is like Fez has left Melbourne, and everyone is so happy that they found like Nirvana, and so people don't need to wear clothes; they just wear sheets. And white is the sign of, you know, passing on happiness, and that's you've true. Left and they're happy. So, to the people of Melbourne, you can live safe now. Fez isn't there anymore.
For people who haven't been, though, what was the highlight of your trip? What did you enjoy in the old Melbourne?
Oh, I enjoyed Carlton. I like Lygon Street. I was eating there pretty much every day. Yeah.
Did you expand on that at all, or this is like... Stop staring at me!
What did you eat, Fez? Did you have an entree and a main, or just a main?
Did you get... Was the water chilled, or was it room temperature?
Water's
room temperature.
Room temperature.
I wasn't seriously asking that fucking question.
That's what he remembers from his trip to Melbourne. Oh, the water's just room temperature.
What airline did you fly with?
I went Jetstar.
Okay, there we go. How was that?
Yeah, it was good. Not really, just because they delayed an hour when I had to go there, and also delayed when I had to come back, so it was never on time.
Were the flight attendants up to a good standard?
Yeah, alright.
Alright. Did you ask her, how do I adjust the seatbelt properly? And then
get a cheeky feel? They stand in the middle of the... You've been on an airplane, you know, they stand in the middle.
Yeah, but you can still ask for assistance.
And even better, you've got a button which you press and they have to come over. Like, rarely do you press a button and women actually respond to your Fez, but like on a plane, you can just press it and they will walk straight up to you. You've got an hour of a female slave. Yeah.
To be fair, I don't have that magic button.
It's called a phone! Be cool, women!
Fez is like, you'll bring the gay guy over to you.
Nothing wrong with that, man. Probably just as helpful. Yeah. What are you saying, Fez? What are you trying to say?
Probably more helpful.
I haven't said anything.
Everyone... Probably much more helpful.
Yeah.
I'd give him a cheeky wink.
Yeah.
Just so.
Understands a guy's perspective, you know, the buckle needs to be a little bit...
Yeah, you don't want it crushing your scrotum.
No, that's true.
You don't want to crush scrotum.
Have all of you guys been to Melbourne before?
Yeah.
Love it. What do you think's better than Adelaide?
Sport-wise, because Adelaide United... I've got to rep my soccer hood, but no, Melbourne is a bit better city.
But Adelaide's more chilled. It depends what you want. Like, if I want to go to holiday and people come to Australia, I'd be like, yo, check out Melbourne. Then swing by Adelaide if it's fringe.
But
to live, I think Adelaide's chilled.
Yeah, Adelaide's not a destination place to visit, but it's a better place to settle down. Like,
it's cheap.
Cost of living in Melbourne is insane, especially around the CBD.
I bought like maybe it was like $1.60 when I was there.
Pays like $1.60 here, man.
No, it's like $1.40 here.
Oh, cool chat.
You bought petrol and had lukewarm water. What a trip.
Don't go crazy, Fez.
You wouldn't have hired out a car, though, did you?
No, I had a family friend taking me around.
Oh, okay.
That's cool. So you were just sussing the pay prices. That's what I usually do when I go travel.
No, I just noticed
it. Yeah, the food is always cheaper there.
Food's cheaper in Melbourne?
Is it?
Yeah, I've been there. I had a few.
It does seem the same to me.
Here telling me that. Well, Adelaide food's pretty expensive.
Probably because he went to expensive restaurants.
Yeah, I think it's about on par.
I think it would be. But I mean,
booze is expensive
in Melbourne.
Yeah. Very expensive.
Any venue.
I bought two cocktails there and it was $50. It was one of those swanky like rooftop places where they've got like the fairy lights above and everyone's wearing like their top button up with a bow tie and talking about like Russian theorists.
Why were you there?
Because I'm a wanker. No, my mate was like, oh, it's a good place. And it was a good place, but it was fucking expensive. Like $50, just bang, straight away. And it's a cocktail. They take about 3 seconds to drink.
Yeah, cocktails are always ridiculously priced.
Yeah.
But... How much alcohol was in that cocktail?
Oh, there would have been a lot, but still, I think I can hold my booze, you know. Yeah. That wasn't going to get me smashed.
Yeah.
And $50, I could have bought a car and got really drunk.
Yeah.
Alcoholism is pretty good. I rate it. A lot of bogans rate alcoholism, actually. Which brings me on to my next segment. Oi, oi, oi! Fuck off! We're full! Alright, so, gentlemen of the podcast, this is where I'm heading at. Right, I was driving here today and I saw the sticker on the back of the ute. You know the racist bogan sticker that says, fuck off, we're full? As in, like, we don't need any more immigrants to...
Yeah,
our...
got one on my car.
Of course you would have one on your car.
Leroy's got one on his car.
That is the biggest oxymoron I've ever heard of. No, they're everywhere, and it's terrible, because it's like, this country is so ridiculously big.
We should point out that Leroy's Asian.
Leroy is Asian. He doesn't have a bad nasal cold, that's his accent.
Just in case you didn't pick up.
But yes, no, they're everywhere and it's terrible. So I thought, all right, if you guys were, let's say, the Prime Minister of the country, and there was a big referendum, and everyone who had one of those stickers was extradited from Australia, what country would you send them to and why? So what country would you send the Bogans of Australia to and why?
That's a good question. It's a tough one,
all right? Who wants to kick this one off in the ball sack?
I can kick it off. I'd probably just send them to the most fucking populated country in the world, which is China. And make them see what a country is like when it is full. You know, what's
I like
full.
That.
So, China.
Yeah. That's a good one.
That's a good answer.
Yeah. Nice.
Probably send them to America. Because
America?
Because I've been to America not that long ago, and something that pissed me off about America was the lack of bakeries. And pies, sausage rolls. You know they wouldn't go without a fucking day without a pie.
Yeah,
so
that's true.
Next time I go to the States.
No iced coffees.
No iced coffees.
No pasties.
Do you know that they've actually got a pie face in America? I went to a pie face in New York.
Whoa.
You know,
was it like apple pie or like
meat
pie?
No, it was a meat pie. And they're like, try our new Australian pie. And I'm like, meat pie, I'll have one. And they're like, you can actually tell us if it's good. And it was. It was nice. So I'm just hoping that they open a few more of those. But you are on something there, Stephen. You know.
Also, what I like is if like racist Americans, like pro-white Americans get pissed off about these pro-white Australians coming in. Just a bit of white-on-white crime. I think it's about time.
Fuck off, we're full. Fuck off, we're full. It would be brilliant.
Exactly.
Table tennis match of racism.
That's
okay. Weird. So America, for more pies and more...
Yeah, so when Australian. I visit more pies, and so like they have somebody that they can have fisticuffs with, but they're not going to like, you know...
So you're looking out for them a little bit.
Well, kind of.
Like, looking out at them with a sense of you don't have to see them anymore.
Yeah. I'm looking out for myself, really. Basically, I'm saying I want a pie when I go to America.
Fair enough.
If you're an American listener, get on that shit, because that'd be a goldmine, I reckon. Australian bakery?
Oh, yeah.
I don't know what this pie face shit is. Maybe they're already onto it, but somebody else should get onto it.
Definitely.
There's room for more than one pie.
Another one of the countries with the largest population would be India. It would be great.
You're thinking sending him to India, Leroy? Yeah. Yeah, and what? Just because of Tyson's reason?
Yeah, well, for that reason, I'm actually shifting off to another place, which is the Amazon.
The Amazon, which is Brazil.
Yeah, Brazil. Tasting that with the actual natives that are, you know.
That was so good.
And you know, really watch them run for their lives.
Nice.
You live stream that shit over the internet or something.
You're just like Hunger Games.
I just love hearing like the foot. Sprints of like 1,000 thongs just clapping on the heel as they're getting chased over the hills by some tribal motherfuckers.
Yeah.
All right, yeah. So it's just warfare.
Yeah,
absolute warfare. Yeah,
that'd be sick.
How do you think the Bogan would survive in a rainforest like that?
Not many pies, man.
No. Not at all.
No beers, anyway.
No beers.
That's true.
So they just starved to death.
Quite cruel to our Bogan listeners, if you are
from your own tribe, there.
Well, yeah, we should point out it's not Bogans, it's racist Bogans.
Yeah, racist Bogans.
Yeah, if you're just a Bogan...
There's
just like,
lovable Bogans and there's racist. Like, if you've got that on the back of your ute, we're talking about you.
Yeah.
All right, let's just get that clear.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But if you've just got, like, a rat's tail, enjoy a flanny, watch the footy with your mates.
Big up. All right, Fez, what do you reckon? Where should we send these clowns?
I reckon England.
England? Okay,
ooh.
Why?
Yeah,
just because, you know... As you know, they complain a lot. Just take them somewhere where... You know, England's kind of culturally similar to Australia. See, in another place.
So you're looking out for them. You're saying...
Not looking out for them. Just be like, you know, just shut up. All right, just take them somewhere like England.
It's cold there, isn't it? England's cold?
Yeah, they'd probably hate it.
They'd hate it.
Yeah. Bogans don't rug up, so... Yeah,
Bogans
don't like
take their shirt off all the time as well.
Yeah.
Like, I always see a Bogan... When you see a Bogan in hot weather, Yeah. He's not repping a shirt usually. Or it's like an open flatty, like at best type thing.
It's like denim shorts that come down to his ankles. Yeah. And a bum bag with no shirt on. It's genius. Yeah.
So, so there's also face a bit of punishment as well. Yeah. Cold weather.
Okay. But was there more to that? It's just similar. So you're kind of like, you're kind of looking out for him.
Yeah. Not really. I'm not looking out for him. Just saying, like, you know, if I reckon if they moved to England, they wouldn't get all angry or anything. They wouldn't be just like, oh, right, looking.
So you don't want backlash?
Yeah.
Nah, I can kind of understand that.
There won't be any crazy.
It's a bit of a pussy move, but that's fine.
Is there a country that also treats the, I mean, have that same racist mentality?
Yeah, England does.
Yeah. Germany was a bit angry a couple of years ago.
No, I think I missed that. I missed that.
Some bloke was pissed off about something.
Yeah, Charlie Chaplin or some shit. Yeah.
I'm sure every country's got a collective bunch of people that, you know, are like this.
Racist. Yeah, yeah. I think the thing.
Well, England, they're probably like
people are loud and proud. I mean, they put up stickers in the back of the car.
Well, I thought I was thinking about it myself, and I thought I reckon it'd be funny to send them to France, just because it's such a cultured place. Mm. They've got their own language, and fuck, it would be funny to see some guy with a bintang singlet and thongs and footy shorts walk into a bakery over there and be like, "Give us a baguette! I want a baguette!" And they're like, "Oh, Monsieur Blair, what do we do?" And it would just be—it would be so comical to watch.
It would,
it would be bad for the French. It'd be horribly bad for the French, but shit, it would be funny.
And you know how the French say "salut"? They would just be like, "Salut, salut."
They go to the loo like, "I need to go to the loo in the loo." How funny is that?
If you did take those Bogans into somewhere culture like France, they would kind of assimilate.
Do you reckon?
No.
Oh, no. You don't think?
The Bogan is proud.
That's the hardwired into them.
Yeah, it is hardwired. They're like, why should I fucking learn their language when they can't even give me fucking beer?
They've got software installed into their bodies.
Oh, yeah.
Bogan
software.
Yeah.
You'll smash Windows 98.
You can't change a Bogan.
No, you can't.
Yeah, that's it. There's a few things true in life, and one of them is you can't change a Bogan.
And the safe thing is, where any of these countries we're sending them to, there is no fucking way they'd be able to come back to our country.
No.
They just wouldn't be able to.
Yeah, unless they bought a plane ticket.
No, but generally they don't have the skills, you know?
Yeah,
so
that's true.
If we're kicking them out and then they become, like, say, French citizens, what are they getting back into Australia for? Nah, I can tie a really good fucking fishing knot, though, eh? Probably not, man. Probably not going to float it.
Well, there we go. I think we've got a couple of countries we can send those people to. That'll be funny.
Yeah.
Yes. Well done. Well done, crew. I like the answers.
Thank you.
I'm looking at Fez. It was okay. All right. Who's next?
Welcome to Leroy's Topical Paradise. My topic's rather theoretical, somewhat logical. Alright, it's quite in-depth, so I'm not sure what you guys would think. If you're saying this is bullshit, just say it. I don't give a shit.
Dude, this is this is a thinking man's podcast. Yeah. I'm all for this.
So, while I'm currently unemployed, I've been thinking a bit. I've thought of something about if you can actually look into the past. So basically, you know how scientists have this telescope when they're viewing like stars? And they said that, this is from... this star might not be there anymore. It might have exploded or disappeared.
Yeah, it's like the travel. Like light travels away so fast.
If someone can come up with something which enables people to travel faster than time, will you be able to look back into the past and check out previous events on Earth? I mean, if you have like super telescope. Like, you can prove like a theory wrong. Or
look,
you can prove...
I didn't bring my weed today, so I can't answer this because this is just blowing my mind.
This is the weirdest topic. This is not where I thought you were going to go, man.
That's the point. I'm just bringing this up because.
What do you want to say, yes or no?
I mean, discuss it. Come up.
One day in the future.
You're saying what we would change if we could go back? Or?
No, I mean, not saying to change the past, to prove the past. Of events that actually happen. Stuff like that.
Yeah, well, we could only look at it. We couldn't change
it. Yeah, we could look at it. Yeah.
Okay, I get you now. Now I'm with you. So you're saying if we could look through, like, say, a telescope or something, which travels quicker than the speed of light, backwards, then could we see everything that's happened throughout history?
Yeah, throughout history and proving that.
And prove things that have happened. Let's say yes. I don't know much about the science, but it sounds... I don't know.
I don't really know what the point of it would be, because you can't change
it. Yeah, you can't change it.
You know it. So you might just be like, oh yeah, Jesus did have a beard.
Yeah.
So you know, like,
if it didn't happen, nothing happened. Like, those people that come up with stories from the Bibles and etc. like...
Oh, as happened. In like, you see like what really happened instead
what
of
actually
what
happened
really...
and you actually could report it back. Or you can actually move back further back to the past, billions and billions of years, to actually see dinosaurs that actually lived on this
planet. I assume you couldn't be on Earth for this.
But
you have to be on some other distant
you
planet.
Need to go
this is where it gets confused. That would drastically change things. Because let's say that you made up the good point about religion. Let's say we look back and you see that, you know, the Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, whatever thing didn't happen, then your knowledge of that would stem to the past generation because you know it's not right. It's like the butterfly effect, you know?
Would it though? Because you can't affect anything that's gone before
it's already happened.
So it's already happened. So you're just looking
at chasing up the light that's been...
Oh, so you're just looking at it.
Yeah, just looking at it and bringing that information back to Earth and telling people about it.
I'm definitely out of this discussion. I just want to say this. You're looking through a telescope. Are you only seeing what's in the past where that telescope is pointing to?
Good point.
Yeah. That's what I was saying. Like, are you looking at Japan through this telescope? Or
well, I guess you've got stacked telescopes.
Do you need somebody mapping... buddy, direction. Where was Beth?
4,000 years ago, you're looking at half a rock on a piece of grass.
4,000 light years away to pick up what happened actually 4,000 light years.
We should have called this topic, this segment, Leroy's Smoke Up. Because if you're not on some serious weed right now...
What did you do in Vietnam? Because you said you discovered this topic when you're in Vietnam.
Yeah.
Were you just like... Did you lick the back of a toad or something? Or
what is... maybe trying some unique delicacies like
mushrooms. You had mushrooms. You ate hallucinogenic duck. What?
What?
Duck fetus.
Duck fetus.
You ate a duck's fetus.
See, why are we talking about this?
We've gone from space time continuum to a duck's fetus, and I'm fucking glad that's happened.
Yeah, me too. You know what you could do though is you could see that whole duck's life. If you went back and looked through his telescope, you'd be like, was it really born at this time?
How did you suck it out of the mother duck?
No, what happened was I actually had it twice. The first time I didn't really know what it was.
It's in the egg. It's in the egg. Yeah.
So it's already the shell's already cracked open. You see the yolk and you see the white bit of an egg. You assume it's hard boiled first because that's the first time I saw it. But you see it being a little bit veiny on the sides?
Like
can you see a beach?
Boob.
Can you see a beach?
This is the first time I actually ate it. So I only ate the yolk. I actually haven't seen the inside. The second time I actually tried it, I was outside in some stall somewhere.
Mm.
You're just sitting in the middle of the road with a small table set up. And they just serve the eggs. So this is the first time I actually ate by myself. So I split it half and I saw the whole duck.
Oh, what?
Did you eat the duck?
Yeah, you had to eat the whole
thing. No, you don't have to. Did you choose to eat the duck?
I eat the whole thing.
Okay.
You're fucked.
RSPCA, I'll give you his number right now.
It's in Vietnam, so it's legal.
Yeah, but there's still animals.
I still know morally correct.
I didn't do it here.
Yeah, that's...
I'd do it. I'd eat a duck's fetus.
So is this...
Would you?
Yeah. What do you eat
Why not?
A duck's fetus for? Okay.
Well, I mean, you eat eggs every morning.
Sauce.
Yeah, but they haven't been like... They haven't had the sperm get into them. I think that's how... I actually don't know anything about biology. I assume that's how they go.
It's already growing, and you can see the shape of a duck.
It's got a heart in it, doesn't it?
It's got everything. It's just...
Oh, fuck that.
It's just a baby duck that hasn't ever got the chance to see light.
Not
and then
fully
you've scoffed it down. Ignorance
is bliss. That's all I'm saying.
I should say, I'm not really... Well, I guess I am judging, but I... Yeah, I don't really have much to add to
Let's acknowledge the elephant in the room. This is turning into an abortion topic right now. So.
let's go back to the space.
Yeah. I know you guys have no can't contribute.
I am completely mind blown right now because you've talked about space travel to a duck's fetus in the space of 2 minutes, and I just need to scoop my brain off the floor.
Yeah, this shit's become like transcendent.
All right, that seems like the last time I'll be doing this topic.
you're a weirdo.
I think that, yeah, I think we just needed to dedicate a separate podcast to your like quandaries. We'll call them like bring a dime bag. That'll be the name of the podcast. All right, cheers to that, Leroy. And now it's time for Gladons. So my new segment is called Gladons, in case you couldn't make it out from that intro. It's the best I can do. So effectively what this segment's about are add-ons that would make you glad. So we all know that, you know, people have the TV in their fridge or the internet on their, like, home phone and stuff like that. People have added on things to everyday appliances or everyday items that have increased their lastability, I guess. What I'd like to do is tackle some items that haven't had these add-ons yet and haven't really changed through time. But we think, you know, if you tweaked it a little bit, it would increase the lastability and its application. So, you guys are a fairly inventive bunch, I like to think. Particularly Fez. He's always inventing a new way to fuck up this show. So, I've got four things here which I don't think have changed a lot through time. And some people might consider them mundane items. But I'd like to see, what would you do to spice them up? And people go, ooh, I've got to get myself one of those.
Yeah.
I'll kick it off with Querbsy.
Okay.
Querbsy, yours is paperclip. What would you do to a paperclip that would have people saying, ooh, gotta get me one of those?
I reckon to a paperclip, I would add, you know those hand clickers where you count, like, how many people have walked through the door?
Oh, yeah.
And so you put a paperclip on how many pages you've clipped and click it up to, let's say, 50 pages. So you pick up the document, you're like, oh, this document is 50 pages without having to...
Yeah,
flick it. That's good.
You could just flick to the last page and go, oh, this is page 50.
But you have to count it, and it's difficult.
What is that page number? And you actually have missing pages.
It's difficult.
Yeah. Okay, that's not bad.
Like, and the whole thing about marketing is it's selling pointless shit that people don't need.
That's true.
But someone would go, oh, that is good, because I've always wondered how many pages are in these files. Well, if you add the Querb and time clicking thingo,
so you're adding your name to it.
Yeah, I'm adding my name to it. I'm getting every cent I can out of this. You attach it to the paperclip and you find out how many pages are in the document. I think that's brilliant. And for filing as well, you could be like, maybe there was 20 on today. Instead of having to count it, I'll just look at the top of the paperclip. Bam, 20. I've saved 3 seconds of your day. In that 3 seconds, you could have thought about a duck fetus. Who knows? That's what I'll add.
Yeah, no, that's not bad.
It's pretty shit house.
I'm still
going to sell it, though.
Yeah. Well, people buy shit, so. Alright, let's go with Tyson. Alright.
Pronounced Tyson.
Oh, shit, I've been saying it wrong all these years. Alright, yours is a doorknob. What would you do to a doorknob? That would spice it up.
I wanted that one. I wanted that straight away.
Well, I'm sorry I'm not as inventive as you are. I'm taking a few seconds here. A doorknob. Are you talking about just a general doorknob?
Yeah.
I'm killing time.
I'm talking about your window doorknob.
Yeah.
I'm not talking about putting your knob in the door.
What you could put on a doorknob would be a compartment that you would open, and it's got like a paper towel that you could wipe your hands.
Oh yeah, so sanitizing towel there.
Ah,
yeah, and then also it means that every doorknob you touch, you know, is
you can sanitize it as well.
Yeah,
dude, that's a good idea.
That's not bad at all.
Because when you think about it, when you take a shit in a shopping center, you know that like 500 other people there have opened that door.
Yeah.
And probably only 50% of them have washed their hands.
And also,
if you can grab one of those, it's that last point of contact in the toilet and you've got clean hands.
Yeah. You could build it so that the doorknob doesn't turn until you pull. So like if you've locked a toilet door, this shaft comes open with a
shaft.
Well, yeah. And then, if you once you take the
little shaft. Penis reference. Yeah, no, that's good. I like that, man. See, that's what I'm saying, dude. We're breaking their ideas.
Can we just copyright some of this stuff?
Yeah, patent pending on all this shit.
Tainted.
All right, so we go over to Leroy, the transcendent mind of the podcast.
What trippy shit are you going to come up with?
Something in the past or in the future? Or
something yeah. that pops up duck feeders every time.
All right, so your item to add a clad on to is a short shoehorn. What would you do to a shoehorn? You're looking at me weird. So the shoehorns are like the bit of wood you stick down the back of your feet to help you get your shoe on.
Yeah.
Or off, I guess.
Add a freshener to it.
Add a freshener to the shoehorn? Oh, okay. Like a shoe freshener?
Shoe freshener.
Yeah, that's not bad.
So the moment you put it in, it sprays this scent, so it, yeah. does, so it doesn't leave you with stink feet at the end of the day. Kills all the odors. It's done.
Dude, I have to say, I like where, that. Like, all you guys so far, this is... You
guys, the paperclip was bad. I'm going to put my hand up.
You guys are giving legit answers, though. I'm expecting, you know, you're like, an added vibrator to it.
Well, damn it! I shouldn't have added that to the paperclip.
I was thinking about that with the doorknob. Hand.
Nah, but you guys are really trying to save the world's problems. One mundane item at a time.
Until?
Yeah, that's true. Alright, Fezzler, your item is a bookshelf. What would you do to a bookshelf to make it more viable in the future? Because bear in mind, books are getting phased out, man. Mm. Everyone's got their fucking e-readers, they're just reading things online. Books are going to become a thing of the past, but we're going to have all this shelf space. What can we add on to the shelves to make them more viable?
Well, as you say, you know, books, they're... Just because I'm looking over there doesn't mean I'm thinking of ideas.
Nobody listening can see where you're looking.
You'll be looking at your crotch for all that
for the full hour.
Now, I reckon you put, as you say, you know, books, everyone's using the e-books or whatnot these days. Probably a hard drive for one part. So, like, your bookshelf for one part, for one bit would be like a hard drive with like a screen that would just have all your books in there as e-books. And just go through that and just click it and read it kind of thing. And then for the rest of it, you've got free space to put other stuff in there.
Yeah, I guess.
So you're saying that if I want to read a book...
Again, nobody can see you, man.
Tyson just stood up next to a bookcase. That is true, yeah.
That is true. Oh, so instead of a screen,
Yeah, that's the... You know, e-readers are good because they're portable. Yeah, like exactly. A book. The bookshelf is a storage. Yeah.
I didn't know what the name of them was. Just a computer, but... Yeah, that's what I meant.
Just butting in into Fair's idea. Rather than doing that, why don't you just make that bookshelf foldable? So you actually make the space if you need it. Otherwise, you just like fold it.
Still, but bookshelves is not always going to be filled with books. People like to put other stuff on bookshelves.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. So you want to put a hard drive on a bookshelf.
Yeah, which takes this, you know, saves the space for where you put all your other books.
Alright.
As e-books.
I guess I'll accept that.
How about you just make a bookshelf made of books that are useless? So it's got that funky...
That's what the segment's adding on, yeah.
You're not you can read the side of it.
I get you. So yeah, you're saying make the bookshelf the book.
Yeah.
So you read the book, shall
we? Yeah. So if you're bored at a party, you can just kind of stand there looking like you're admiring the bit of furniture, but you're just really reading about Moby Dick or something.
That's not bad.
Yeah.
It's not bad. And because... Alright.
Just stole Fezzes.
Yeah.
No, I was going to say, that's just different to entice it. Oh, isn't that just like standing up and reading from the bookshelf?
But mine is funky and cool.
Yeah. Alright, anyway.
Still socially awkward.
Alright, so you guys have all given some legit answers. What I want you to do is have a bit of fun with this last one, which everyone can get all in on.
Good.
This is something which has already had some things added to it, as like helicopter wings and stuff. But what I want to do is the baseball cap. Now, nobody better say those fucking holographic stickers. If you do have one of those in your caps, rip that shit off. You look like a douchebag.
I got it.
But yeah, what would you add to your baseball cap? You just said you got it!
Oh, no, I said I got those stickers.
Oh, sticker. I got a sticker. Yeah, but you're like a basketball guy, so...
I'll let you slide.
Still douchebaggy, but...
flip down the visors, so you got sun protection.
Good for watching sport.
Yeah, that's not bad. That's not bad.
Not bad at all.
Yeah. Dude, we are solving the world's problems.
What about those hats that you used to have at school with the fucking... What are they
Legionnaires.
Called?
Oh, Legionnaires. Yeah.
They
clip on and clip off.
They need to be in fucking fashion. So
they will come back in fashion, I bet you.
So I guess that's not really adding in something
not,
new.
Yeah, it's not adding new. But Legionnaires, you couldn't take them out. You couldn't take out the protection.
I think they could get... You could get Velcro ones.
Either or. But I mean, I've never seen a baseball cap like that.
No, and just nothing says cool like Velcro combined with Legionnaires.
Yeah.
We used to just roll them up and act like they were baseball caps.
Yeah. Well, we had to wear a Legionnaire when we were in primary school.
Yeah.
So when you were hard ass, you would roll up.
Yeah, exactly.
He's like, oh, put in that mullet again, you know.
Yeah.
You know what I'd do? I'd add a pocket to it. Add a pocket to the hat.
Yeah.
That's good.
Because a lot of people wear hats out to town now because it's kind of fashionable.
Yeah.
And, you know, when you've got these little tidy-whitey jeans that everyone wears, you can't fit much in.
Oh, outside.
Well, good point. Well, inside, for those things that you kind of want to hide from people... And outside for your more bulkier items.
Drug dealing.
Yeah. Drug dealing. No. Like, well, now let's say, like, you know, you've got a pack of cigarettes or a phone or something. You can just stick it in the side of your hat. And you know if someone's going to take it because you can see them reaching for your head. So if anything, it'll prevent pickpocketing.
What about from behind?
From behind?
Yeah.
No, because you could probably use the front bit and just stick your ID card and...
Yeah. No, they're all good.
Just more storage.
Yeah.
More storage around the head.
I hope you're not going to make all this stuff and sell it and just take all credit.
Yeah, I might do.
Did you have any ideas for that one? Or?
For the baseball cap?
Yeah. Mm.
For the baseball cap, what would I do? I would... No, I would make it. I would make you be able to put ice packs within the baseball cap so you can keep your head cool.
Yeah.
So it's like you can put your baseball cap in the freezer, take it out in the morning. Gets hot over here in Australia. Wrap it, and it might melt all over your face, but that would be refreshing as well. Yeah. So that's what I do.
Worst comes to worst, you can always just do an exhibit and add an LCD screen to that shit.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Just pimp my hat.
Pimp my hat.
Well, that's essentially what the segment is. But you guys got pretty real. You guys really tried to help the world, and I appreciate that. But it's enough of helping the world. It's time to move it over to something that only hurts the world. And that is...
This is Fez's Movie Reviews. So for this segment, I told everyone to go watch the Mighty Ducks, the original Mighty Ducks.
Quack, quack, quack.
Yeah.
D1. Let's do that. Quack, 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 quack.
Anyway. So, obviously.
Anyway.
Yeah. That manic quacking aside.
So everyone had to go watch the Mighty Ducks and... Just discuss about the film, you know, what do you, everyone
what do we think?
Think
about it?
Yeah.
I'll kick this one off.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Emilio Estevez, what a heartthrob. That guy there. Actually, I haven't seen him do many other movies, but...
Oh, he's not The Breakfast Club.
Okay.
He did St. Elmo's Fire, I think.
Okay, yeah. I've only heard one of those.
Okay.
But he's got a bit of Michael Douglas about him as well.
Yeah.
That's what I was thinking when I was watching it. I was like...
Well, it's because he's related. That's just...
Actually...
Breaking the third wall.
Just D1.
Yeah, D1, man. Oh, and do you know D1 though? I watched that. I rewatched it recently. Yeah. Girlfriend hadn't seen it. She loved it, by the way.
Yeah.
She hadn't seen the Mighty Ducks.
No, she's never seen them.
Really?
Yeah, we're gonna have to watch the other two. But you know the outfit is like the retro outfit. It's not the one that everyone knows. The white like the
green
the,
and yellow.
It's like the green yellow with like the Donald Duck type figure on it.
Yeah, yeah.
I was watching. I was like, dude, that's not cool.
Actually, fun fact, you know, Bill Murray was going to play as Coach Bombay.
Was he?
Yeah, that
would have been good.
Bill Murray.
No, I like Emilio.
Because it does get it quite serious that time. Like, the whole time when Emilio Estevez is, thinking, well, he has those flashbacks to when he missed that goal.
Yeah.
Like, I couldn't imagine Bill Murray having a serious flashback.
It's actually such a good movie. The only thing that took it away from me, because I rewatched it recently, which I didn't actually remember since a kid, was like the Benny Hill moment. Where there's the kids that are getting chased by these thugs. It's like... Everyone was like, you're cheapening it, guys.
Do you think kids fuck with this shit these days?
With what? The Mighty Ducks?
Yeah. Or is that like, you know...
Is that our generation?
Yeah, is that like, uncool? Yeah. Like,
Oh no, well, ice hockey isn't really that popular.
No, no, but it wasn't popular when we were kids either. Yeah.
Oh, but it made it. I went out. I got the Mighty Ducks stick, and I got a Mighty Ducks jacket. Yeah, yeah.
And played where?
Would you? We used to just play in the shed.
Oh,
we
just run
around just hitting this little plastic pumpkin.
You know, that's
the
thing. Maybe it could only be popular that generation because, despite being a commercial success.
Are you reading off Wikipedia?
No, apparently all the like critics gave it really, really shitty ratings.
Yeah, well, IMDb, I recently looked at that. It was like a 6 or like a 6.1 or something. Yeah. I was like, fuck that. Do you know what that meant to my childhood?
Some people say it's the greatest sports movie of all time. Some people.
No, Space Jam is the greatest sports movie of all
time.
Yeah.
That was the sport. Yeah, best sports kids kind of. It is.
My one bone to pick with the Mighty Ducks. All right. These kids are playing peewee hockey, so what are they, like 10?
Yeah.
There's commentators. It's played on TV. Yeah. Front page news article.
Oh, that is what shocked me. And every 5 minutes, they flip to like a news article.
Yeah.
My Ducks are 2-2. I'm like, on the front page.
Yeah, yeah. Packed stadiums, scoreboards, like sponsors.
Yeah.
Bullshit! When I played like junior sports, there was about 5 parents and 1 bored teenage brother who would come out and watch you, and no one gave a shit if you won or lost.
Yeah.
No one would report about it, and half the kids weren't even playing. They were just sitting there picking flowers out of the outfield.
It's true. I think America's a bit different.
Yeah. But not with peewee sport.
Nah, I reckon they are.
Fuck off.
No, not with the high school games are huge. Games.
Not 12-year-old kids, though. High school, senior. Yeah, not 12-year-old kids.
It depends on the sport as well, though.
Yeah, and how about the storyline going into this? Emilio Estevez. He used to play for the team that he's now playing against. Like, if I saw that...
It's a good movie, but it is so unrealistic. I just think it just raises kids to think that, oh, when I go out and play for Mitchum Waratahs or whatever...
Isn't that a good thing, though?
No, it's bullshit.
Always blown out of proportion anyway.
Yeah, it's a Disney movie.
Yeah, it's a Disney... Yeah, yeah, isn't everything... Like, all the girls' movies, no one finds love in love.
Happily ever after. Tyson's girlfriend, if you're listening, let's listen to that again.
Well, what is love?
Because it became so popular, apparently Disney did an animated TV series.
No, I saw that. They were ducks.
I never ever knew about
it.
Didn't
they have, like, Louis, Stewie, and... Louis? I don't know what's called.
No, it had nothing to do with it, just except for the logo and that they played hockey.
No, but they were actual ducks. No.
Yeah, they were ducks. Yeah, with superpowers.
Yeah, that's Louis, Stewie, and whatever.
Huey, Louie.
Okay, I got it wrong.
I actually think I haven't seen the Mighty Ducks for a while, but from memory, when I had watched it, it was like, has anyone actually seen an ice hockey game? It is a fucking struggle to score.
Yeah, the movie, it's like...
It's fairly low scoring.
No, but I mean, like, it's just too easy the way they score.
Well, that one dude that just hits it from half court and it rips through the back of the net.
That just brings me up on my other point. A 13-year-old kid does not have the muscle power to smack a bit of net through.
He breaks the glass in one of them.
Yeah, I know. It's bullshit.
But yeah, we're only talking about D1. D2 is what did it for me, because that's when the Bastion Brothers came in.
And the Knucklebuck as well.
Yeah,
the Knucklebuck came in.
Yeah.
And the fact that everyone's like, shit, Iceland is like, no one knew it was such evil.
Yeah.
Well, I still don't think Iceland's evil.
I think Iceland would be the most neutral country in the world. I don't think the way
it's Switzerland, maybe.
But the way they portrayed him in the film was just like...
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah, no, it was... I loved it. I watched it so many times. And it's good to have a children's movie where, like, the lead guy... Because the only reason he coached the Mighty Ducks was because he got done with a drink driving charge.
Yeah.
That's cool. You wouldn't have that these days. Now it'd be like, oh, this guy loves supporting children. Back in the day when we were kids, it's just like, oh, this guy just did it because community service, because he loves smashing piss.
No, it's actually sick. Yeah, and he's like some badass lawyer and stuff. Yeah.
Badass lawyer, loves the booze, and has to coach these like rat bag kids.
I agree with you.
Yeah.
He made the movie for me.
Emilio Estevez, yeah.
I like the like Averman and Goldberg.
You are Goldberg.
Yeah. I would tie you up to a ice hockey goal and leave you there. Like they did to Goldberg. Yeah.
Would you buy the movie and show it to your kids in the future?
I would.
Yeah. Definitely.
It's a good movie.
Yeah.
It's got good values.
Yeah.
So, are we giving it a star, or how does the second work?
How many quacks out of 5 are we giving it?
I'd give it 3.5 quacks.
Yeah, no, 2.5.
Oh,
like 2.5, that's average.
Yeah, average maybe.
Okay, I'll that makes sense. Why do you think what you think?
I'd say 3.5 quacks.
3.5 quacks. Yeah. I'm going 3 quacks.
I'm going 3 quacks as well.
Three quacks.
So,
aggregate, three and a bit.
Three and a bit.
Three and a bit. All right. So, if you're one of the 7 people who haven't seen the Mighty Ducks,
if you're after a quacking good time.
Enough of that quack.
Quack you first.
Well, let's get quacking on to the next segment.
Grab the kids, bring them out. They all want to play. It's big. Recreational activities for all. I'm not a pedophile. Okay, so in my absence of last week...
Where were you?
Where were you? Why couldn't you make the podcast, despite the notice we gave you?
I was at some...
explain.
60th birthday party.
Okay.
No, but was it your dad's 60th? Because that's fair enough.
No, it was...
So it wasn't your...
It was my girlfriend's...
Oh, it was your girlfriend's 60th?
No.
It's old.
It was my girlfriend's next door neighbour's mum's 60th.
Okay.
Let me just go to the whiteboard.
Girlfriend's friends.
Get that flowchart cracking.
But no, it was good. It was
hot and popping?
No.
Did I have a bit of finny cranking?
Nah, not that.
Did you smoke some quack?
Yeah, a bit of that.
What's the average age of the people in there?
Oh, I was pretty young, so. I mean, yeah. Oh, well.
He's in the corner and getting belted.
He's like, there's a possibility my girlfriend will listen to this.
Oh no, trust me, she don't listen.
You know what, speaking of this, where Lexus, we haven't even spoken about him not being here.
That's true.
Yeah.
Did anyone notice?
Hope so. No, listeners probably did. Gives like that sarcastic narkiness that no one else can really bring to the table.
Definitely. He's not here. He's overseas.
Yeah, he's in England, jolly old England.
Alright, so switching gears back to the recreational activity. Last podcast, I wasn't there, so there was no activity. Hooray!
Yeah, no new activity set, which...
Gave everyone, put your feet up, rest, enjoy, clear mind, come into this activity... Full head of steam.
Full head of steam.
Gives us enthusiastic sounding right now.
Let's do this. Alright, so this recreational activity I'm going to give you is everyone must go out and purchase or print or find. Purchase, print, or find either a birthday sticker or a happy birthday sticker or a happy birthday badge and whack it on them for a whole day.
It's not your birthday.
It's not your fucking birthday. So you're going to sit around at work or whatever you do on this day, and when someone's, oh, happy birthday, that's not my birthday. That's going to be your reaction. And
that's good.
Further to that, you get yourself out of this conversation. You do not mention it's for a fucking cheap ass podcast.
Yeah, that's true. That's
so
whack.
You have to somehow try and get out of the conversation so you don't look like some weird, deranged, sick fuck.
There are easier, cheap ways out though where you just don't go out. I think there has to be some stipulations set.
Oh, I mean,
to make sure everyone's
on a work, like for us on a work day.
I don't even do it.
Yeah,
not on a work day. I'll be out though. I'll go out in public.
All right.
Are you doing this as well?
Yeah, I'll do
it. So you're gonna rep on a work day?
I'll do it at work.
If you do it at work, I'll do it at work.
And a part of this challenge is you have to take a photo of yourself with the badge. You don't need to prove that you're with buddy. People or whatever. I just want to see the badge. And
oh, dude, it'll be a picture of me in the office.
Yeah. So we'll post that
away.
We'll put that on our Facebook and Twitter and whatnot. And facebook.com/goodfriendsandfez. And Twitter is @goodfriends_nfez.
Exactly.
So how do you all feel about that? You reckon
I can do it.
Working. Yeah. I can just go to the mall and just...
But you can't just walk down the mall. You've got to be around like a bunch of mates.
You have to wear it for a whole day. From the time you wake up until... It doesn't matter if you're going out for a bit that day, but as long as you interact with at least one person that day.
I think you have to interact with at least someone.
Yeah.
Because if you're just chilling at home watching TV all day, if you're having a lazy Sunday,
that's like... more depressing.
Yeah, it is.
I'm doing my activity, and boy, it is fun.
So I'm not, go crazy with the creativity. You can get one of the massive 21st badges.
Probably won't.
But yeah, just... Yeah, go crazy, and that's the activity for the until the next podcast. So hopefully we will all do this. And for anyone that hasn't listened before or is tunes out by the time they get up to this segment, if any of the guys on this podcast don't do it successfully, they have to have an added. I guess like a little added quirk onto the next activity. So
okay.
What happens to Alexis in this case?
He'll be back in between now and then. He can do the activity. No, sick man. Alright. No, yep. Yeah, that's right. Good.
Well, we're all gonna be having a birthday bash in the next 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You'll be
all team. Happy birthday. Alright, so looking forward to everyone's badges, photos, and reactions next time we hit this podcast with this segment. So,
Just quickly, what is the thing that you want to see the most out of this? What is your dream scenario to come out of this?
Yeah.
My actual design or what?
Oh, no, nah, I mean, like, just go... That's why I said print, purchase, or... What was the other one?
Steal.
Steal. Yeah, you could steal.
So, like, if you don't want to buy it, just go up to one of those cards...
and
with
just
the
rip it off the front.
Rip it off the card... But my ultimate thing I want to see is someone just probably just be like, you're a sick fuck. What's wrong with you when you're like, no, it's not my birthday, and, trying to get yourself out of it. But, I want to see a group of guys with, a birthday badge. Just would be quite nice.
That's
a nice photo.
No, that's good. I like it a lot.
What if you fail to interact with people?
Sorry?
What if you fail to interact with people, but you actually walk out with the badge?
Whoa.
No, then the effect... I guess you do it, but, it's just lame. It's just on the next podcast, we'll call you out as the douchebag.
I mean, the main part of that activity is being active.
Yeah.
And going out.
Just go to an old folks home or something. They'll be like, find a place, find anything. You'll be able to interact with someone. But,
you mentioned the Twitter before. Have we had any... questions or any
one? That's the worst segue ever.
Twitter questions.
All right, so we've received two Twitter questions, which is pretty good.
That's a record.
That is a record.
It's a record for us.
It is a record. It's also the first time we've done this segment.
Record.
but it's more a general feedback than we've ever got. I think.
Yeah, that's a huge amount.
Two. So the first question here is from an at Miniversely. I hope I'm saying that right. So Mini, everyone should go follow her because she was a good lady and sent us her a question.
How old?
It doesn't say.
Just looking out for first.
So her question is, why so against geese? Now this question takes a bit of explaining. It's mainly because our tagline on Twitter currently ends with fuck geese. And that is predominantly because I'm in charge of the Twitter at the moment, and I have a strong aversion to geese. Though, I thought perhaps we can all talk about our opinions on geese here.
Yeah.
What do we think about these, hellspawn of animals?
Hellspawn. They're aggressive.
Yeah, hybrid of a duck and a snake.
That's true. That's how I feel about them.
Yeah.
But with teeth. They've got serrations. We discussed this briefly on our last podcast, actually, which is
where
this came from.
I mean, the way I look at it is they're not benefiting my life at all. So, Minnie, why do you like geese so much? that's really where I'm coming at. They're aggressive. They're not that great. Why do you like them?
Foie gras?
What?
Foie gras.
Foie gras?
What
is he saying?
He's trying to say foie gras with like pate.
Oh.
But he said he was saying foie gras.
Foie gras. It's a foie gras.
Oh god, your accent strikes again. Yeah, Pate's good, man. But that, but that's killing the geese, to be fair. Like, that's not pro geese. I don't think the RSPCA is like, love a geese today, buy some foie gras.
Yeah. I've never interacted with a geese or been up close to one before, so I can't really comment too much on this.
See, you guys need to go out and live.
I think the noise they make is so abrupt and irritating. I'm like, oh come on.
And the hiss, like I said last time,
Hiss and teeth and hawks and ugh. Nah.
All right, well, that's enough of geese, because I hate those pieces of shit anyway. So, but thank you for the question, Minnie. We'll be sure to continue following you, and send us another question if you'd like. Please send us another question.
Please.
We're desperate.
Preferably about geese again. So we can make it 3 podcasts in a row.
To be fair, I
good friends and geese.
Yeah. I don't think she listened to the last one, but anyway, thank you very much. Next one comes from an at Andy Hennessy. Her question is, what dance, move, style, trend would you say best describes you and why?
Oh.
So let's just go around the circle here. This is the only other question we've got, so let's...
yeah.
So let's feel free to spend some time. Please follow us. All right. Well, who's got a dance here?
I can
think of a dance for Leroy. Yeah. Leroy's would just be like the silent head nod in the corner.
Yeah.
We've all seen him at clubs. I think it does describe him well. Like,
now I got one for Steven. He's like the guy who actually does the breakdance in the middle of the road.
Yeah, that's true. Breakdance. No, I don't regularly breakdance in the middle of the road.
In the middle of the road.
You're the guy. You're like the guy that picks up the girl in movies. You're always picking up people when you drive.
Not specifically girls, though.
Oh, no, but I mean, like, you know, in a movie, when a guy, you don't just pick up girls, but you know, in a movie, when a guy's like, picking up girls.
Yeah, that's true. I pick people up a lot and swing around.
Maybe one of those, like, rockabilly swing dancers.
You're darling, this, Marley. Maybe it's me, because I've been kicked out twice from the London Tower for picking people up.
There you go, and I bet you know girls.
One was a girl, one was a guy.
Oh, okay.
I bet you not. I'm bi-curious when it comes to dance.
Awesome. Oh, I'll say the Macarena.
Oh, yeah? Why is that? Because
I know the steps to it all, and it shows that I remembered a dance move from years ago. So people are like, oh, he obviously knows how to dance, because he remembers that shit.
But how does it represent you as a person?
Well, because it's very simple, and so am I. Simple.
Well said.
Yeah.
No, that's cool. Fez, what are you thinking? I'm thinking Nutbush City Limits, maybe?
Yeah.
Just see how that would relate to me.
Well, you're nutty and you like Bush. I don't know.
Fez, what would be your dance move, mate? Have you ever danced?
Yeah, have you ever danced? Yeah,
do you listen to music?
Yes, I do listen to music.
Oh, yeah, so what type of music do you predominantly listen to?
I listen to pretty much anything, but...
Oh, that's specific.
But, yeah, generally hip-hop.
Hip-hop. Yeah. So a bit of hip-hop moshing. Does that represent you, do you think? And, yeah, so what does that say about you as a person?
I like hip-hop.
God, Fez, you add so much to this podcast. So who have we here?
No, wait, you also do a bit of that as well there.
Yeah, I do, but we've already done me, man. Yeah. You know why? Because I can actually come up with something.
Bit of b-boy shit.
What would be yours, Tyson?
Mine would probably just be, I don't know, like when I dance, I don't really dance with a passion.
You'd be doing a lot of jumping, I think. You'd be the guy who would have your arms down to your side and just jump up.
You do a lot of retard dancing.
A sperm on a
pogo stick.
Yeah,
I do a lot of retard dancing, but I would probably be... My dance move, my go-to dance move would probably be... If you guys seen that Chuck and... the movie Chuck and Larry?
No. Leo has.
None of you seen.
Anyway, the listeners may have. Continue.
No, they haven't. Wait, Chuck and Larry, it's with Adam Sandler.
Oh, is it the firefighter one?
And that, you know that drunken hobo goes to their wedding, it's like the only guy at the wedding, and he gets down on his knees and he's like,
The Russian Moscow kick.
Yeah, that's my dance, I reckon.
Yeah.
Because I tried doing that at a club once, and I fell forward and smacked my chin on the dance floor.
I must say, I do enjoy, like, the filthy dubstep dance, though.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's the only genre of music where you can go so ridiculously stupid and it still fits in.
Yeah.
Like, you know, if you're listening to Usher, and you're literally jumping around and punching yourself in the face, it looks dumb. But if you're doing that to Skrillex, people are like, oh yeah, he's getting into it.
Yeah.
That's what I like about it.
I probably still think the former.
Nah. I'm a civil man. I like my I don't know.
But what does the Russian dance say about you?
Oh, like when
that you're a communist?
No, just something stupid. Like, you know, I don't really care about how I look when I dance.
Yeah. And you've got good knees. You need good knees to do that.
Yeah, double jointed. And,
you got some nice knees.
Yeah. Cool. So. All right, well, thanks a lot for the Twitter questions, everyone. That about wraps us up for episode 6 of Good Friends and Fez. Next episode, we're perhaps thinking of doing something a little bit different. We might put it out to listeners to suggest some topics. We'll start up a Reddit topic.
Very quick podcast. Yeah. Yeah, we've got two topics today.
Why don't you like geese? Our special.
Raymar.
Minnie, please send us another tweet.
We need you, Minnie.
No, but cheers a lot, guys. Thanks for listening, as always. And we'll have to send it out with our good friend, the one and only Fez. Once again, his thoughts to the listeners.
Wrap it up.
Oh, yeah. Thanks, everyone, for listening. Yeah.
You can be a little bit different than last week if you wanted to be.
No, good. I'll leave it at that.
Okay. Does anyone else want to wrap it up
You're
different?
You're a whore.